This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the National Conference on Strengthening Legal Aid Delivery Mechanisms at the Supreme Court of India in New Delhi this evening. He also launched the Community Mediation Training Module prepared by the National Legal Services Authority, NALSA. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, "Social justice can be ensured only when justice reaches everyone, irrespective of their social or financial background." Mr. Modi said in the last few years, the government has taken several steps to enhance the ease of justice.
आज लोक अदालतों और प्री लिटिगेशन सेटलमेंट के माध्यम से लाखों विवाद जल्दी सौहार्दपूर्ण और कम खर्च में सुलझाए जा रहे हैं. भारत सरकार द्वारा शुरू किए गए लीगल एड डिफेंस काउंसिल सिस्टम के तहत केवल 3 साल में लगभग 8 लाख क्रिमिनल केसेस का निपटारा किया गया है.
Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said the National Legal Services Authority has played an important role in providing legal assistance and services to citizens in need. In Bihar, an assistant returning officer of the Sarai Ranjan Assembly constituency in Samastipur has been suspended by the Election Commission for negligence after some VVPAT slips from the EVM were found discarded outside. The Chief Election Commissioner has taken the incident very seriously and ordered investigation in the matter. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today laid the foundation stone for Assam's first university focused on technical and vocational education and training at Bholaguri in Biswanath district. The Shaheed Kanaklata Barua State University will offer courses in various technology domains, including artificial intelligence and machine learning, cyber security, blockchain, drone and navigation technology, quantum computing, brain-computer interface, Internet of Things, and smart cities and smart environments. The university, with an area of 241 acres, will feature academic blocks for 2,000 students and hostels for 1,620 students. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma was also present on the occasion. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today concluded his two-nation visit to New Zealand and Australia after meeting Australian Minister for Trade and Tourism Don Farrell and Minister for Skills and Training Andrew Giles in Melbourne. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the discussions focused on unlocking the full potential of the India-Australia Economic Partnership, including an ambitious and balanced comprehensive economic cooperation agreement. India and New Zealand have completed the fourth round of negotiations on the free trade agreement after 5 days of productive discussions. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said the talks focused on key areas such as trade in goods and services, economic cooperation, and rules of origin. Both sides said the discussions were positive and showed their shared goal of building a strong, modern, and balanced trade partnership. In Afghanistan, 6 civilians were killed and 5 others injured after Pakistani forces struck 3 homes in Spindoldak district of Kandahar province. Local media reported that artillery and mortar shells hit residential and commercial areas, damaging businesses and homes. Afghan officials accused Pakistan of violating a ceasefire. The attack came as peace talks between Pakistan and Taliban authorities in Istanbul ended in a deadlock. The final cricket T20 match between India and Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane was abandoned due to rain today, giving India a 2-1 series victory. Before play was halted, India reached 52 without loss, with Shubman Gill on 29 and Abhishek Sharma on 23. Abhishek was named player of the series. With the result, India extended their 17-year unbeaten streak in T20I series against Australia. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has cautioned investors against investing in unregulated digital gold products offered by online platforms. SEBI said such schemes operate outside its regulatory purview. And with that, we end this news bulletin.